Title: Texture Loops from Room Tone for Pirate Radio Energy Intermediate. All right, let's build that pirate radio atmosphere that makes drum and bass feel like it's coming from a stressed-out transmitter in a back room somewhere. Not just a vocal tag, not just a crackle layer. I'm talking about that constant living bed under the drums, room tone, hiss, cheap preamp grime, distant hum, tiny chatter artifacts, the stuff that makes the track feel like a place. Today you're going to take plain room tone and turn it into three reusable texture loops inside Ableton Live, using only stock devices. We'll make a steady bed for glue, a rhythmic pulse for movement, and a transition riser texture for drops and switches. Then we'll wrap it into a reusable rack workflow so you can do this fast in any project. Before we touch effects, quick mindset shift. This is intermediate sound design, but the real skill is restraint. Pirate texture is easy to overdo. If you can clearly hear the loop, it's probably too loud, too bright, or too repetitive. The best version is the one you miss when it's muted. Step 0. Get a good source recording. You can record on your phone mic in a quiet room, use a field recorder, grab a silent section from a sample pack recording, or even sample noise from a cheap interface or cassette deck. The goal is 15 to 60 seconds of steady noise without obvious bumps or peaks. If you're recording, aim for 48K if you can, and don't record hot. Peaks around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS is perfect. Record a few different flavors too. Quiet room, PC fan, street bleed through a window, radio static, amp hiss. You'll thank yourself later when you need a different vibe without changing the whole track. Drag the recording into Live, find a clean section, and consolidate it so you have one tidy chunk to work with. Step 1. Make it loop seamlessly with no click and no obvious cycle. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. For noise, complex is fine, but texture warp mode is often the secret weapon because it can smear any accidental patterns. If you use texture mode, start with grain size around 80 to 200 milliseconds, flux around 10 to 25. Then set a loop length that fits drum and bass arranging. 1, 2, 4, or 8 bars are the usual winners at 170 to 175 BPM. Now add tiny fades at the clip boundaries. If your version of Live shows fades in clip view, great, do a small fade in and fade out. If not, you can consolidate after edits, or you can automate a utility for a micro fade. The point is, eliminate edge clicks. Here's the test. Loop it for 30 seconds. If you hear a whoop or a repeating contour like it's turning into a weird hook, don't just change the loop length. Rotate the loop. Duplicate the clip. Move the start point by a few hundred milliseconds. Consolidate again. Same tone, different perceived cycle. That little trick breaks the brain's pattern detection. Now we build the first of the three, the bed loop. This is the glue layer. Create an audio track called Room Bed. Put your room tone clip on it, and let's build a chain. Start with EQ8, high pass it. In most ENB mixes, you can be aggressive, somewhere from 120 to 250 Hz to remove rumble. If the texture is biting, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz, just a couple dB. And if you want air, a tiny lift around 8 to 12 kHz can work. Tiny is the word. 1 or 2 dB. Next, saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And important teacher note, match output level. Don't let louder trick you into thinking it's better. Your texture should get more character, not just more volume. Then redux. Because that cheap radio grain is basically the aesthetic. Start with bit reduction around 12 and sample rate around 12 to 16 kHz. You're aiming for degraded broadcast, not broken speaker demo. If it gets harsh fast, that's normal. Redux is spicy. You'll tame it with EQ and level. Now chorus ensemble for width and wobble. Ensemble mode. Amount around 10 to 25%. Rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.4 Hz. Width around 80 to 120. You want movement you don't notice until it's gone. Then auto filter. Pick band pass or low pass depending on the vibe. Add slow motion with the LFO. Rate around 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. And keep the amount tiny. Keep resonance low to moderate. If it starts whistling, you've gone from pirate radio to sci-fi laser. Then reverb. Keep it small and gritty, not a huge haul. Size 10 to 25. Decay under about 1.2 seconds. Predale short, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz, dry/wet 5 to 12%. Level check. Your bed loop should be felt when you mute and unmute, but it shouldn't announce itself as a sample. If you want a guideline, think in the realm of minus 24 to minus 16 LUFS momentary depending on the track. But really, mix by context, not numbers. Coach tip. Gain staging makes cheap sound expensive. If you've got saturator into redux into chorus into reverb, you can accidentally overdrive the whole chain. After saturator or redux, drop a utility by 3 to 8 dB so you're not constantly smashing the next device. If you do want one stage to be abusive, choose one. Don't let five devices fight for the title. Optional but powerful. Mid/side EQ to keep the center clean. Put EQ8 in M/S mode. On the mid channel, high pass a bit higher, like 200 to 350 HE, so your center doesn't mask the mono bass and the snare crack. On the side channel, you can keep a bit more low mid if you want width, but still control rumble. This is how you get wide atmosphere without smearing the punch. Step 3. Make it pump like pirate radio. This is where texture stops being wallpaper and starts breathing with the track. Put a compressor after the reverb. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your drum bus or just your kick and snare group. Start around 4 to 1 ratio, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds, and bring the threshold down until you see 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. DNB specific trick. Try sidechaining from snare only if you want that classic snare breath. The room inhales on the snare hits, and it feels very jungle, very pirate, without the whole thing ducking on every kick. Even more subtle classic move, duplicate the bed track. Keep the original steady. On the duplicate, do gentle snare side chain, like 2 to 1 ratio and a slower release. Blend it under. Now you get motion without obvious pumping. Step 4. Create the pulse loop, the rhythmic texture. Duplicate room BDD and rename it room pulse. The pulse should be quieter than the bed, because its job is motion, not attention. You've got three good approaches. Option is gate rhythm. Put gate before the reverb. Turn on sidechain and feed it hats or ghost percussion. Set threshold until it opens rhythmically. Keep attack fast, like 1 to 5 ms. Release 30 to 120 ms. If it chatters or feels unstable, adjust hysteresis so it doesn't flap open and shut unpredictably. Option B is auto pan as tremolo. Set phase to 0 degrees for volume pulsing, or 180 if you want it to swirl wide. Rate sync to 1/8, 1/16, or 1/8 triplet for jungle flavor. Amount anywhere from 40 to 90%, but you can go much lower if you want it subtle. Advanced variation. Temple-locked flutter that doesn't scream LFO. Sync it to 1/32 or 1/16, but keep amount super low, like 10 to 25%. It reads like transmission flutter, not an effect. Option C is beat repeat micro stutters. Keep it subtle. Interval 1 or 2 bars, chance 10 to 25%, grid 1/16, variation low, pitch either 0 or slightly down a couple steps. This creates interference moments like the signal is struggling, without turning the whole track into glitch. Teacher note, if the pulse starts fighting your hats in the drop, mute it or automate it down. Your drums are the star. The texture supports thin illusion. Step 5. Build the rise loop for transitions. Duplicate again and call it room rise. Add grain delay. Keep dry/wet around 10 to 25%. Frequency around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Time 10 to 40 ms. Feedback 5 to 20%. Random pitch 0.10 to 0.35. Then automate the pitch. Go up. Go down. Do slow drifts. A slow pitch drift downward before a drop can feel menacing, like the tape is dragging. After grain delay, add auto filter low pass 12 dB. Automate cutoff from around 400 Hz up to 8 kHz over 4 to 16 bars. Add a little resonance, but careful. Resonance plus distortion gets painful quickly. Then add saturator after the filter, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip-on. Post-filter saturation is great, because when you open the filter, the harmonic density shifts and it feels like the signal is being pushed harder. Arrangement move. In the 8 bars before the drop, automate a few things together. Filter opening, a slight increase in redux, reverb dry/wet up a few percent, and width increasing with utility. Then right before the drop, do the classic pirate trick, a hard stop. Mute all textures for a quarter bar or half bar, then slam back in with the drums. That silence makes the drop feel bigger than any plugin ever will. Expansion coach trick, make a mute safety macro. Put the whole chain inside an audio effect rack. Map a macro to the last utility gain from 0 dB down to minus infinity. Now you can draw one clean automation move for hard stops, without hunting through tracks. Step 6. Turn it into a reusable instrument and rack workflow. For quick reuse across projects, drag your edited room tone clip into Simpler on a new MIDI track. Use classic or one shot. Turn loop on and adjust the loop braces inside Simpler. Use Simpler's filter to high pass around 150 to 300 Hz, so you don't accidentally fill your subspace. Then build an audio effect rack and map macros so you can perform the texture like an instrument. Suggested macros: tone. Map to auto filter cutoff. Grit. Map to redux bit reduction and sample rate, or to saturator drive. Pump. Map to compressor threshold. Bass. Map to reverb dry slash wet. Wobble. Map to chorus amount and maybe a tiny auto filter LFO amount. Width. Map to utility width. And consider a global HP cut macro so you can quickly protect the mix when the drop hits. If you want to go further, build three chains inside one rack. One chain for BED, one for pulse, one for rise. Then you can blend chains like intensity scenes. Low, mid, high. That's how you make the texture do structure work across intro, pre-drop, drop, and breakdown, without changing the entire sound identity. Step 7. Placing textures in an actual DNB arrangement. In the intro, use the bed loop and slowly open the filter. Keep it wide and mysterious. In the pre-drop, bring in the pulse loop, increase sidechain depth, and automate a bit more degradation. In the drop, keep the bed very low, almost subconscious. If the pulse interferes with hats, mute it or tuck it down. In the breakdown, bring the bed forward, widen it, add a bit more reverb. For the switch or second drop, use the rise loop to lift energy, then cut it hard at impact. One more critical mix check. Check mono in context, not solo. Put a utility at the end of your texture group and set width to 0%, then listen with the drums playing. If your snare loses presence or hats get smeared, back off chorus, reverb, or side information. Wide texture is great until it steals your punch. Common mistakes to avoid as you work: if the textures are too loud, they'll sound like a sample playing, not an atmosphere living. If the loop becomes a repeating melody, rotate the loop start or use texture warp. If there's too much low end, high pass more aggressively. DNB subs need clean space. If it's harsh around 3 to 6 kHz, tame it with EQ8, especially after redux or distortion. If it's overwidened, it'll smear your mix, especially in mono. Now a quick 15-minute practice plan to lock it in. Find or record 20 seconds of room tone. Make a seamless 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. Build two versions, a clean bed with EQ, light saturation, and tiny chorus, and a pirate grit version with redux, saturation, and sidechain pump. This audio version is shortened for playback.